Yud Zion Teves, Tuesday Bank Holiday, 25th of December. The Golem of Prague, Yes, No, Maybe, Rabbi S.Y. Bixenspanner, Hendon Hadass Yisroel, in conjunction with Start the Day the Torah Way.
The shir today is Lili Nishmas, Achover Yaakov Aryeh ben Achover Yisroel. So first of all, I would like to welcome the entire Olam to our Meet the Golem program. Now, I hope the Olam isn't anticipating to meet the Golem in person, but definitely, from an intellectual point of view, we are going to try to see all the different angles about the Golem of Prague. Now, the truth is that every summer we get to meet the Goylem. If we learn Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah tells us, Shiva Devarim B'Chochom, V'Chilufeihen B'Goylem. So we all meet, every person has an opportunity to meet a Goylem in his lifetime at some point in time. The reason what makes the Goylem of Prague so much more interesting is because we have here a whole setup of stories and a whole saga which, according to some, is emes la'amitoi, according to some, it's someone's imagination, and as we will see, what the outcome will be, emes Hashem, at the end of today's program. Now, as far as the written, the so to speak, the bechsav, the Torah shebechsav, is concerned, we can't call it Torah Shebichsav, but the first evidence of the Maral creating a Goylem is in the work of a certain author by the name of Berthold Auerbach. He was a maskil, and he wrote a novel on Spinoza. Spinoza is an individual who was put into Cheirim from the Bezen in Amsterdam. And he was someone that had a whole shitta, his own shitta in different things of hashgacha and these type of things. And he was put into cheirim. So this individual, this Auerbach, wrote a novel about the cheirim and the whole story of this Spinoza. In his book, he writes, part of his fiction, part of the story, why was Spinoza put into cheirim? So he says, because Spinoza didn't believe that the Maral created the Goylem. That is L'Choira, as far as my research was able to go. The first mention of the Goylem of Prague is mentioned by this individual who writes about it. Now, that's Mitzad, the secular part. But as we will see, there are different sources about the Indian of the Goylem of Prague, and mainly what made it famous as far as we're concerned, in other words, the Yiddish readership, so to speak, was a certain Rav by the name of Rabbi Yidler Rosenberg. This Rabbi Yidler Rosenberg, he happened to be a Rav in Canada. He was in Europe, but he moved to Canada, and I happened to have been by his tzion, by his kever. I was there. He has an oil in Montreal. And he was a very big Rav. He made many, many choshev svarim. He made a sefer on Masechtas Nedarim called Yodos Nedarim, has fantastic haskomas. He translated the Zohar into Lashon HaKodesh to make it more accessible to people. And basically, he, besides all of this work, Torah work, deep, deep Torah work that he made, he also wrote a sefer called Niflo'os Maral. Now there he claims that he was able, for a lot of money, he says, he was able to buy a manuscript from the Royal Library in Metz, and there he found the story of the Goylem, written by the son-in-law of the Maral, Reb Yitzchok Katz. Now we happen to be Einiklach of the Maral, through Rabbi Yitzchak Katz. He was a son-in-law, and he was the Elter Zayde of the Smichas Chachomim, Rabbi Naftali Katz, whose yahrzeit is going to be this coming next week, Tuesday, and he's buried in Turkey. He was on his way from Europe to Eretz Yisrael, and he passed away on the way, and he's buried in Istanbul. Now, this Rabbi Yitzchak Katz is buried in Prague. We've been to Prague. You see the kever of the Maral. You see the kever of his son-in-law. And he was a big Talmud Chochem and a big tzaddik. And he writes that he was involved in creating the Goylem. And he writes how he was created, etc., etc. Now, I just wanted to make something very clear. Some people claim to be Einiklach of the Goylem. Oh, I'm sorry, of the Maral. they claim to be Einiklach of the Maral, Ben Achar Ben. So the only way to be Einikl of the Maral, Ben Achar Ben, is if you're Einikl through the Goylem. Because the Maral apparently didn't have any sons. He only had daughters. As we mentioned, we're Baruch Hashem also Einikl of the Maral, but not Ben Achar Ben. We are Einikl from Rabbi Yitzchak Katz, the one who writes this story, apparently, according to this Rabbi Rosenberg. Now, this, he writes the details, and this Sefer came out in 1908, 1909. That's when the Sefer came out. So we're talking a bit more than 100 years. The problem with the Sefer the year after the Sefer came out, some Yid in Europe came out with a Sefer. He called it Sefer Yetzirah. His name was Reb Mendel Eckstein. And there he writes as follows. Zeh kemoi chatzi shona, a half a year shomati, shemotzu ksaviat koidish, me'agon Reb Yitzchok, Katz, Hassan, Hagon Reb Leib Miprag, be'beis eked ha-svorim be'ir Metz, that they found it in the library in Metz, v'hu ksaviat me'agon Reb Yitzchok, u'bo ha-oisiz va'amoyfsim ha-shepoal, Hagon Reb Leib Miprag al yidei hagoylem asher bara lehilochem neged halilas dam. In other words, he's saying that he speaks about this manuscript. Umaoyit samachti bebesura hazeh. He said, I was very excited with this besura because it's a fascinating inyan that happened in Klal Yisrael. Ulam, he says, kasher ovarti, when I went through the manuscript Mereisha leSeifa, from beginning to end, ra'isi kibok kama ta'usim. There are many mistakes. Udvarim asher neged sifrei harishonim v'acharonim v'halacha. He says, I found many things that are against halacha. V'hakli sheker v'chozov, he says, ein kan loy ksav yad, v'loy oisus emoivsim, ava yesh kan goylem, he says. The only thing there is there's a goylem. Uchadai bizoim v'ketzev, he says, biyomeinu eilu l'chapes shekorim echzovim l'farsman b'Yisrael, he says, for someone to think of such kind of narishkeit, v'litlois be'ilan godl, and not only that, but to sort of use the name of the Maral as the source of this whole thing, he says, v'avare poi lefnei koire yokar kol direch hachmeinam dabre mezeh. And he has a whole sefer. Now, there are many things which you can argue back and forth. Every argument has a counter-argument. One of the things that he brings as a refute to the whole thing that it's not true is because in the manuscript it says as if the Rabbi Yitzchak Katz is referring to the Tosfos Yontev. The Tosfos Yontev was a Talmud of the Maral. He was a prized Talmud of the Maral. Now, they say from many Gedoyle Yisrael, some say it from Rabbi Kiva Eger, that when they were discussing the concept of yes, Goylem, or not Goylem, I think it was Rabbi Kiva Eger, but whatever it is, the point is a very strong point. He says, yes, Goylem, not Goylem, big deal. Any tzaddik can create a Goylem. You'll see later in the Maram HaKoymus, they bring from the Vilna Goyen, the Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings that his Rebbe, the Vilna Goyen, was in the process of creating a goylem when he was still under bar mitzvah. And I put it into the Maram HaKoymus. So basically, he says, creating a goylem, big deal. But to produce a Talmud like the Tosfos Yontev, that's a much greater accomplishment than to produce a goylem. So again, we see, if you put things into context, it doesn't really matter, yes, goylem, not goylem. But So this is one of the Tainis. He says that in the times of Rabbi Yitzchak Katz, there was no such sefer as Tosfos Yontif. He wasn't known as the Tosfos Yontif. The Tosfos Yontif is much later, which we know him as the Tosfos Yontif based on his parish on Mishnayos, which came out much later. So he says, how could this manuscript written by Rabbi Yitzchak Katz be referring to Tosfos Yontif, which didn't exist yet? Okay, so it could be that they already knew about it, because obviously it was already written. The question is whether he knew about it, and it was in Prague. The Tosfos Yontif as well was in Prague, so it could be that he was already called al shem that sefer. But Lemaise, he went. The point is that this Eckstein went out of his way to write a whole sefer, a whole kuntres, on to refute this whole business with the Maral. Now many say that the people that tried the hardest to refute the whole concept of the Goylem were the Maskilim. That the reason why there's such opposition and so much negativity about the Maral Miprag, the Goylem Miprag, is because the Maskilim could not take it that such koiches exist by Gedoyli Yisrael. That a God of Israel who needs help in such type of matters with the Goyim, that he was able to create a Goylem. Now, there are many, many Mar Mekoymas, which we will see, we have to give them out. So basically, in there you'll see how many other Gedoyli Yisrael, starting all the way from the Shvatim, the Shiftei Ka, the Amoroim, and Gedoyli Achroinim that created Goylamos. So the concept of creating a Goylam is not against Halacha, it's not against the Metzias. You will see for yourself, imagine we have these Mar Mekoymas, and the Oylam will go through it. And then we'll wrap everything up in Metz Hashem, and we'll go through the different Mar Mekoymas and the different Shilas that came up throughout the ages based on the Indian of yes Goylem, not Goylem, and as the Oylem will see. But again, as we said, that it doesn't really matter, it doesn't make a big nafkemina. At the end of the day, it doesn't make such a big nafkemina whether there was a Goylem or there wasn't a Goylem. The point is, we put three points. Yes, no, maybe. So yes, no, we don't know. But maybe that's very important, that we should know that it's possible. Even if the Maral didn't actually create a Goylem, let's say, but it's definitely possible for a Godel B'Yisrael in the level of the Maral to be able to create a Goylem, and this is something which is very much in tune with Chazal and very much in tune with the Rishonim Achronim, as the Oylem will see. And there are many different stories. We don't know what's true, what's not, but I heard from a Talmud from Rav Moshe Shapiro, who he was l'chayre the authority on the Maral, and he gave it a lot of credibility based on a certain sefer called Moifes Hadar, where he brings the story which later on with the Noide B'Yehuda, that the Noide B'Yehuda saw the Goylem. In Chabad, they have a Masorah that the Friedige Rebbe, the Mariatz, saw the Goylem, the remains of the Goylem. And on the other hand, there's another story that they say about a certain individual that came from across the world. He wanted to look for the Goylem. And he heard something about the attic, this and that. So he went to all the shuls in Prague, going to look, search for the Goylem in the attics. And he didn't find anything. So in the last attic, there was a shamus that opened it for him and let him go up. So he climbed up the stairs, and he looked around, and he didn't see anything. So he shouted down to the shamas, "Where is the Goylem? Where is the Goylem?" So the shamas asked him, "Where are you?" "Right there. That's where the Goylem is." So again, these are all, you know, these jokes that were spread around about the Goylem, yes or no. And again, as we said, we will never know. I don't think, even though Prague is not so far away, but I don't think anyone will have the courage to go and climb up. And interestingly enough, the Altnoy Shul, where supposedly that's where it is, it stood out the war against all odds, but Lemaise, it's still there. So anyone that wants can technically can go and check it out, but I don't think that anyone is so interested to go and see, because it doesn't really matter. But as we will see, it's a very interesting topic. So now we'll give out the Mar Mekoymus, and in Metz Hashem, approximately 10:15, we will continue and wrap up the shir.